The auditorium where monsters live. 3. Begin to search. Part 1. 10 days have passed since the investigation of Kanemasu Auditorium in Kunitachi City. Goroji Suga invited Ryohei Tsubune to Josui Kaikan Hall at Takebashi, Tokyo. Tsubune entered the lounge on the 14th floor a little before 2 o'clock p.m. This lounge has a good view of the woods of the Imperial Palace, Tokyo Tower, and the tall buildings far away in Shinjuku and Ikebukuro. He likes the night view here. Mr. Suga is over there, said the waitress, and the elderly senior with a bald head beckoned him at the seat by the window. He must have attended a certain lunch meeting in another room. Tsubune orders a glass of Super Nikko whiskey on the lock, the same with the senior. Tilting the glass, relaxed, they begin nothing but the talk of monsters. Suga has proceeded the work to some extent. Since then, he searched the bookshelves and the closet at home so as to pull out all possible documents in his college days. Most of them remained untouched, so the arrangement has not been going well. Saying it, Suga reveals his worry. I want more information. He is just looking outside idly, in spite of the beautiful scenery over the window. We cannot get closer to the identity of the four god statues if we stay as we are, because we are just informal guesses. Tsubune is thinking still, and the names of two ladies of his junior came to his mind. He says, you know Mutsumi Iwaida and Midori Yamabe well, don't you, sir? You introduced both of them to me before. Suga smiles. Tsubune suggests the senior in a pleasant face. Wouldn't you like to have their help? I'm sure both of them have good information sources. Though they are busy in their jobs, I believe they are willing to cooperate us. Mutsumi Iwaida, just at the age of 40, runs a company of clothing and accessories. She has the temperament of native Tokyoite and has her say in the alumni meeting, Josui Kai. She has 3 children. Mutsumi made friends with her. Tsubune made friends with her when Suga invited him to a wine tasting of Beaujolais Nouveau. After the tasting, three of them and some other friends had a lively chatting and went to a third party. She's open-hearted and assertive, but seems with no enemy. First, Tsubune was surprised at her wide friendship. Since then, she has invited him to several meetings of her companions. Midori Yamabe, 5 years younger than Mutsumi, started an IT company several years after her graduation, which is said to be doing well. Besides, she's engaged in a lecturer at a certain university. She, with 2 children, is amiable and a good speaker. She's a Tsubune's business colleague. Suga, the senior, introduced her to Tsubune at a New Year's party before, which caused their business relationship. Tsubune's company is selling the business software Midori's company developed. Her company is also helping his with the detailed web problems of IT technical knowledge and security. The two ladies are related to each other through the alumni women group. I would like to have their help if they are available. Suga asked Tsubune to inform them of his desire. The two ladies not only accepted Tsubune's request, but had a quick response. In several days, Midori Yamabe sent a considerable volume of information to Suga, most of which she got on the internet. Also, a couple of books on Chūtai Itō too. After a while, Mutsumi Iwaida found and sent a document to Suga, Tsubune, and Midori attached in her email. It is an article titled About Kanemasu Auditorium, written by Keizo Kawaji, also an alumnus. Kawaji had posted it to the mailing list of the school members. He develops his reasoning on the origin of this auditorium as follows. Tokyo Commercial College lost all the school buildings due to the Great Kanto earthquake. It was the professors of the college that immediately rose up for the restoration. They pushed ahead toward the construction of Kanemasu Auditorium in the Musashino Wilderness as the Hall of Freedom and Autonomy. The graduates also cooperated them at their best. Kanemasu Auditorium was built at the cost of 500,000 yen donated by Kanemasu Company. The next generation of the company put to good use the noble will of Mr. Fusajiro Kanematsu, the founder, which was our asset has to be contributed to the commercial development of Japan through the academic promotion. Our school was promoted to Tokyo Commercial College, TCC, presently Hitotsubashi University, in Taisho 9, 1920, in the result of long bitter tears and strenuous efforts. The main professors at that time were Zensaku Sano, president, Tokuzo Fukuda, Mitsuki Hori, Shinshichi Miura, Teijiro Ueda, and Kiichiro Soda. All of them were outstanding scholars, graduated from the school. Now there are signs that they planned the move of the campus to Musashino, and then did such activities as acquisition of the ground, design of the campus, plan of the adjacent residential area and roads, and plan of the new railway station. Especially Dr. Shinshichi Miura and Dr. Mitsuki Hori were noteworthy. Dr. Miura rushed around as a member of the campus restoration committee. He had a wide relationship with the academic, political, and financial worlds. Dr. Hori played an important part in the restoration plan of the capital city after the big earthquake. I have a strong feeling that Dr. Miura was involved in how Kanematsu Auditorium was designed in Romanesque style. He had a deep knowledge of the art and architecture of Greece and Rome. I guess like this. Dr. Shinichi Miura, who deeply sympathized with the relation between our alma mater, a center of practical science, and the attachment of ancient Roman culture to principle and practice, would have had various requests about the selection of architecture as an honor site to the designer Chuta Ito. Dr. Miura was 10 years younger than Chuta Ito and was from the same Yamagata prefecture. Therefore, it would not have been strange if there had been any sign of interaction between them. However, to my regret, I have not found any evidence of such a matter so far yet. Continue to 3, begin to search part 2.